I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning, 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the program, text me, and we'll get through your text once I get my sea legs under me. Broadcasting, by the way, in Birmingham today, it is the two-year anniversary of 1819 News, and for that reason, I am here to participate in the festivities. So if things sound a little hairy, that's why, but I always like to give you a heads up. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring on my next guest. He's been very kind to this program over the years, Congressman Barry Moore of what is still the 2nd Congressional District, at least for the time being. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff, I am doing fine. Great to be on with you. Tell my friends at 1819 News I said congratulations as well. Good group of people there.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey, but thank you for that. Anyway, let's start here. I guess there's a speaker's race going on in Washington. I don't know if you've heard. And everyone's kind of trying to read between the lines and figure out what's going on. But from your vantage point, kind of tell us where you think we are.
So a couple things, I think, Jeff. Primarily, you're right. There is a race going on, and I told somebody the other day, I'm tired of making history up here. It seems like since I've got here, there's been a lot of history made, and here we are in another historic fight. But Jim Jordan being in this race is quite amazing when you figure he was one of the founders of the House Freedom Caucus just a few short years ago. And I talked to Senator Budd the other night, and he said, who would have ever dreamed that Jim Jordan would be running for Speaker of the House, knowing his conservative leanings? And, you know, what I tell everybody is there is a mass movement across this country towards conservatism. And you see it with the Bud Light, you know, what happened with them. You see it with the Oliver Anthony and Richmond North of Richmond. And so there are a lot of pressure on the Richmond North of Richmond this week to make an adjustment and to try to move this thing back to fiscal responsibility. And so Jim put his name in the hat. I think we're going to keep pushing for him to get there. Like I said, he and his wife, Polly, are dear friends of mine. And so it's going to be an interesting next couple of days, and I'm encouraging him to stay in the fight. And he's a good friend. They're good people. And that's the kind of people we need in leadership. And honestly, you never hear Jim speak negative to anybody or about anybody. He's in the fight for conservative ideals, and he's a fighter for the president and for justice. He hates weaponization of government against American citizens.
And regardless what happens in the next few votes, whichever way, and just talking to people who aren't House Freedom Caucus guys in the Republican caucus, it still looks like he's probably going to get there at some point, that, sensible people will prevail and we'll have a speaker.
I mean, yeah, how do you defend not especially like you take Alabama, we had members over the weekend or prior to the weekend saying they weren't going to support Jordan. And how do you, from a red state of Alabama, say, what is your defense? And I think even with Republicans across the country now, how do you defend not voting for Jim Jordan? You can say, well, I'm mad at the aide, or I'm upset about this and the way this happened. Well, that doesn't stop you from saying, hey, Jim's a great conservative. He's chair of judiciary. He's a fighter. He's been in 40 states campaigning, helping people get elected, people who may not even be supporting him right now. It's just hard. There's not a principled stand to defend if you're a Republican in the party of Reagan to say that Jim Jordan would make a great speaker. And besides that, there's not anybody that I know of right now that can get to 217 without working with the Democrats.
Well, I tell you what it is, and this I know long predates you, but this idea of a splinter caucus acting independently of sort of the leadership that's, you know, appointed by a speaker or a majority leader or whatever, and that's the House Freedom Caucus, and this is why some of these longtime members were so hell-bent about not voting for him, but they don't see that as a they look at the Republican caucus, Congressman, as like a team sport or something, and that these guys in the House Freedom Caucus, yourself included, aren't team, quote unquote, team players. You got to figure out how to get past that, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, like, I mean, we, the team has been losing, my friend. We're $33 trillion in debt. I think it's time to change coaches, right? And so when you, we all come from SEC football. We get it. I mean, if you're losing year after year, fight after fight, maybe we need to look at leadership. And I think that's the thing. Jim brings an opportunity from a leadership perspective that we have not seen. And American people, the mass of humanity, like I said earlier, they're looking for conservatives. That's why you see the move in America. And so often this bubble up here gets up here, and a vast majority of the people that were against Jim, if you look at it, it was Hask and it was appropriators, just big money spenders. And so that makes them a little nervous that Jim Jordan might come in and actually put some guidelines on how we spend America's money in foreign wars and other places and waste money. And so money is power in this place. And unfortunately, Jim is kind of speaking truth to power right now. And he brings a different perspective, but he's a great leader. It's not, he's never, like I said, he's been able, McCarthy's endorsed him. I mean, you've seen a ton of people come out in support of Jim Jordan. So that tells you that he can work across the factions, if you will, of the party. And there's another thing going on within the Republican Party in America. And if you, I see it in our conference. There is the old guard Republicans, and they're conservative on most things except spending. But there's a new movement in America that's more America first. It's a conservative approach. I think this is how Trump kind of rose to leadership. And that takes time when you got 200 and something people. They're not all shifted gears just as quick as the American people have. And it takes a minute to turn the Titanic and try to readjust its course. And so within our conference, you're seeing those battles play out. And I told Kevin McCarthy when he was running, I said, this is not going to be a rubber stamp. It took him 15 shots, you know, and so to get the speakership. And so the same with Jim. It's not going to be a rubber stamp. And honestly, he may lose a few votes the first couple of rounds because I think there are people would love to see a deal cut with Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats to maybe bring in somebody else, you know, to temporarily be a speaker. And that's not necessarily good for the country. And that's certainly not the will of the conference, I don't think.
No, and you do that, and you're ceding a bunch of ground to from the 2022 midterms. But you got a Democrat White House, right? Maybe it's different if you have a Republican White House, but if I don't think people realize what might happen here, Congressman. If you guys make a deal with Hakeem Jeffries, I got to think part of that deal is no impeachment, no more of this Hunter Biden stuff. That we're going to get back to kind of like a kind of ho hum blocking and tackling. Make sure the lights are still on the federal government. That's not what people voted for.
No, that's not what people want. And McHenry, you know, he's kind of our interim right now, but that's the deal that's being rumored is that they're trying to, because Hakeem Jeffries went out on the steps of the Capitol yesterday and said we would support a deal with McHenry, you know, as Patrick McHenry is speaker. Well, that tells you right there that the people that are working in that direction are working with Hakeem and the Democrats, and that's not what we need for our country. That's not what America expects. And listen, I get a lot of phone calls in my office. And a vast, vast majority of people from Alabama, and I expect the other members will tell you this too, they're pulling for Jim Jordan. And we should absolutely represent those people. And so I think Jordan's our guy. We need to get him across the finish line. And believe me, America will be better, will be safer. The country will be in a much better position going forward. Our party will be stronger if we can unite behind a guy that Americans really want.
Well, I think this, certainly not in Alabama, but probably in most congressional districts with Republican members, nobody wants a coalition government. There may be a handful of districts that are purple and have a Republican representing them, but I cannot imagine that if this deal were made, that that's going to sell well with Republican voters.
Well, you know, and again, I'm the only House Freedom Caucus guy up here, so I'm a Jordan guy, but these others, I mean, even within our state, they need to make sure that they're paying attention to what their people want and not what this system tells them it needs. I mean, there has to be a shift in our thinking here on the Hill. We have to really approach this as again, a voice of what the American people want. This system, K Street's against Jim Jordan, the big money donors, the lobbyists, they're all pulling their members, if you will, the people that they fund their campaigns to move away from Jordan, but that's not what the people want us to do, and I hope we can get him across the finish line. At least that's the plan. I'm going to be with him till the very end.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore here on the program. Congressman, real quick, let's talk about Israel, what we see going on over there. But my assessment, I mean, the Biden administration certainly had some missteps and just some weird signals they've sent, but it looks like Joe Biden himself is at least trying to make a good faith effort to do the right thing. Maybe it's not perfect, but it's in a better direction than maybe we had expected.
Yeah, you know, there's been some missteps, I think would be a good analysis from where you're coming from, Jeff, as far as the $6 billion and then letting them sell oil and taking the sanctions off, putting all this money in the war machine. The same thing we did with Russia and Ukraine. We were buying oil from Russia and sending money to Ukraine. It made no sense. And so letting Iran kind of fund their machine with selling energy to other countries, that's huge missteps. But, you know, we just got to stand with Israel. I'm glad he's coming around. There are a lot of liberal Jewish people in the country, I'm sure from all over, that have called his office and said, hey, we've supported you, but you need to stand with Israel. So I think there's a divide within the left on that and within the Democratic Party. But for the most part, the Republican Party in America, we know Genesis 12:3, if you'll bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. So, yes, we're pulling the president along. I assume some of his donors, maybe some of the people that are friends with him are saying, hey, we got to defend. Because anybody can see, I was in Israel a few months ago, their weapons are defensive. I mean, they've got reactive armor on their tanks. This whole Iron Dome is just a defensive system. They've been forced to go on the offensive to protect their own people, their children, the women who were just attacked unprovoked by Hamas across the Gaza Strip there. And so, hey, listen, Biden needs to lead on this, and I sure hope he will. We certainly stand with Israel, and that's got to be one of the first things we make known as soon as we get our speech.
Congressman, a lot of questions up in the air about what you're going to do. You are now in a district with you personally in a district with Congressman Jerry Carl. You could still run for any congressional district, I think you would like, constitutionally. But where are you on that process in deciding what your political future has in store?
Jeff Poore, you know me well enough to know that I pray pretty serious about what I'm going to do. And so I'm still seeking the Lord. And, you know, listen, man, my priority right now is to get Jim Jordan as Speaker. We've got some time to qualify and decide what we're going to do. So we haven't made our final decision. We're in the process of that, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I know. But right now, the priority for me is to get this guy, Jim Jordan, across the finish line and get a House Freedom Caucus member as Speaker of the House.
Well, back to that, just kind of give us a preview. You think that Congressman Jordan's going to lose some votes initially, but how is this? I mean, do you think this is a matter of days or weeks, or what do you think the timeline is on that?
So for me, I think that he probably, this is just, I don't have any inclination, I don't have any inside, I don't have a crystal ball, but my thoughts are if they're playing the long game, he'll probably lose a few this next round. It'll go maybe, instead of 20 no votes, there might be 26 and eventually maybe 30 or 35 no votes. Just so the media and the establishment within our own party can say, oh, look, Jim's losing, he's losing momentum. But I think beyond that, then I think the shift, the pressure continues to mount. People are calling offices. I mean, you hear the moderates complaining that they're being attacked. Jim Jordan's not encouraging that. That's the American people who love the man, Jim Jordan, that want him to be Speaker, and they're saying it's time for a real change in D.C. And so I think the pressure continues to be applied. Now, to me, the pressure's not on us. Those guys are terrified of a shutdown. They love CRs. My thing is, let this play out. Let the people speak. We'll get there at some point. But I don't think that, I think time is actually our friend, Jeff. We should not be in a hurry. We want to get this right. And let the moderates within our own conference and let those people that worry about government shutdowns really sweat it. We're going to leverage what we can to get him there.
Well, tell me this. What is the knock? I mean, what is the opposition to Jordan? Is it that the fear of a government shutdown, did he'll bring that? Is it personality differences? I mean, why? If not Jim Jordan, then who? Or why not Jim Jordan, I guess?
It's all about top line spending, my friend. That's what it all boils down to. It's not a personal knock against Jim Jordan. It's not whether or not he can do the job. He's been chairing judiciary. We've seen that. He defended President Trump in the impeachment. The man, it's not a personal thing with Jim Jordan. There might be a few that say, oh, well, you know, House Freedom Caucus are the reason McCarthy's not. That's not true. Two-thirds of power, or at least a third of the people that voted to remove McCarthy weren't House Freedom Caucus. But the real issue is top-line spending. These guys want to continue to spend money like drunk sailors. And so Jim is fiscal responsible. He knows that we have to balance the budget. He wants 12 approach bills. He doesn't want an omnibus. We haven't done 12 approach bills in 26 years on the Hill, because that's the way we're supposed to function. And these guys have just been doing these big CRs, funding the entire government, or omnibuses at the end of the year. with no line item cuts, no management of how we're spending money, just a big old ball of something everybody votes for Christmas Eve, right? And so Jim is going to actually put some guardrails on how we spend money, and that's the issue, my friend. It's all about the money. You follow the money, and that's why you're looking at ask, and that's why you're looking at appropriators saying, oh, no, that's a lot of who didn't vote for Jim on the first round is because they love spending money. And look, we're all for national defense. I'm the only veteran in the delegation. I get that. I mean, I got a son-in-law who's an Army Ranger, my brother retired Marine. We want to spend money on defense and on infrastructure, but it has to make sense. It can't just be wasted in Ukraine on endless wars in places that we don't have any oversight, and the money just gets cycled back through to politicians. That's the kind of thing Jim's going to stop. That's the kind of leader we need.
That's my last question. You brought up Ukraine. I mean, is that a potential bargaining chip here? Is there a fear that, you know, Jim Jordan, you guys will try to stop some of this federal help going to Ukraine? I mean, how much of that is a part of this whole leadership struggle?
I'm sure that's part of it. I mean, I'm not privy to those one-on-one conversations Jim having to have with those appropriators and people like that. But, you know, I think that that is probably the underlying thing is, hey, you know, we want to keep sending money to Ukraine and just like, well, we can, but we need some oversight. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what the negotiations are, but I just know Jim is not the just, hey, blank check kind of guy. There's going to be some parameters. We have an accountability to the taxpayer. It doesn't make sense to borrow money from China to send it to Ukraine. That just never made a lot of sense to me.
Congressman, thanks for making time for us this morning. I know you've been very busy, but we're glad we could get you on. And when you figure out what you're going to do, let us know.
Hey, Jeff, I'll let you guys know as soon as I know, buddy.
All right. Congressman Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, joining us there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Once was a thought inside my head.